Hey everyone, I'm Thanos Davelis, and welcome back to The Greek Current, a podcast by the Hellenic American Leadership Council and Kathimerini, where we highlight the top stories of the day every afternoon with analysis from guest experts, policymakers, journalists, and HELC staff. President Biden was in Brussels for his first in-person NATO summit on Monday, where he stressed the importance of the transatlantic alliance, telling European allies that America is back. During the summit, President Biden also held his first face-to-face meeting with Turkish President Erdogan. Both President Biden and President Erdogan stated that talks had been productive, but no major breakthroughs were announced. Before the Biden-Erdogan meeting, Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis and President Erdogan held much-anticipated talks, which Greek government sources said broke the ice between the two countries. Len Argyri, the DC correspondent for ERT, the Greek public broadcasting company, joins The Greek Current to discuss President Biden's meeting with Turkey's President Erdogan, the meeting between Prime Minister Mitsotakis and Erdogan, and the key takeaways from the NATO summit. Lena, welcome back on The Greek Current.
Happy to be here with you, Thanos.
Lena, everyone who follows Greece, Turkey, and the Eastern Mediterranean had their eyes turned to the NATO summit in Brussels today, where President Biden met with Turkey's President Erdogan. In the lead up to the meeting, the Bloomberg editorial board published a piece in which it called on President Biden to cut the quote-unquote Gordian knot with Turkey, which it said has long since abandoned the West. Now, you've been covering the buildup to this meeting, along with the overall sentiment in Washington, D.C. when it comes to the U.S.-Turkey relationship. Does this capture the view from Washington?
Short answer is yes. This was not the first article published in an influential outlet. We see similar articles almost every day, Thanos, and the tone is more or less the same. The message is that Turkey is the one who abandoned the West and not the other way around. The fact that Turkey is slipping away was a choice made by Erdogan a long time ago. It didn't just happen overnight. And everybody now seems to realize that Erdogan's alliances and decisions are systematically hostile to Western interests. It seems to me that now everybody sees the reality that many in Washington have chosen to ignore for years. And the overall sentiment that you just mentioned is that the West, and mainly the U.S., should adopt a strict stance and explain clearly to Mr. Erdogan that the years of tolerance are over.
What do we know about the meeting today, Lena, between President Biden and President Erdogan? Was there a readout or any comments made to the press after their discussion?
The president said that they had positive and productive meeting, much of it as he revealed one-on-one. He said that they had detailed discussions on how to proceed on a number of issues and that the two countries have big agendas and their teams are going to continue the discussions. He also said that he's confident that there will be progress. Thanos, pretty much that was it. No further comments or questions asked by the American press, which shows that the attention is already in the upcoming meeting with Putin, I would say. The president didn't reveal the details or the topics, but we know that the S-400 issue was discussed in length. Mr. Erdogan implied that there was no major breakthrough. Actually, he said that they failed to find a common way to overcome this serious problem. And I guess, Thanos, that when he said that there is no problem that cannot be resolved between the two countries, he should have added, except this one. This is a big problem. We know that the tension in the East Med, Libya, Turkey's role in Afghanistan, human rights, the YPG in Syria, all these issues were also discussed. No common ground was found. Nobody had this kind of expectation, really. And I guess that as the days go by, we will learn new information. It's too early to say anything, I think.
Before meeting with President Biden, Turkish President Erdogan also met with Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis. What are you hearing about the meeting that took place, which reportedly lasted about 60 minutes?
So this was another long-awaited meeting. Mr. Mitsotakis and Mr. Erdogan met after 18 months and after a rocky summer and a long period of distrust and problems created by the Turkish side. And they broke the ice, according to Greek government sources. The two leaders agreed to leave behind the tension of 2020, despite the very important disagreements that still exist, and to avoid provocations that could lead Thanos to situations that will be difficult to manage. I have to admit that the tone from the Turkish side was quite positive this time, compared to the attitude of the past, I mean. Erdogan said that they agreed to keep the channels open and that there is no need for mediators, which is a progress, if he really means it. On the issues discussed now, we know that Mr. Mitsotakis also raised the issue of refugees, explaining that Greece is willing to cooperate with Turkey in order to avoid a repeat of provocations. We all remember, Thanos, what happened in Evros last year. And also Mr. Mitsotakis conveyed that it would be a sign of goodwill for Turkey to accept those immigrants whose asylum applications have been rejected by the Greek authorities. Look, that was the first meeting, so it was the first step. We have to wait and see what Erdogan's true intentions are. Things do not change from one day to the other, but at least there is an open channel of communication, which is encouraging.
Today was President Biden's first in-person NATO summit, and the president has emphasized the importance of the transatlantic alliance and the role of the United States in NATO, both in the lead-up to the summit and during his campaign for president. What are the main takeaways from his visit today overall? You know, was this positive agenda evident in his meetings with other world leaders, such as, you know, French President Emmanuel Macron?
I think that President Biden went to Europe in order to send a clear message that America is back. America is ready to lead the world, is ready and willing to provide solutions rather than create problems, is ready to strengthen the traditional alliances, to form strong bonds with the Europeans, to ensure NATO's cohesion, to repair the damage made Thanos by Trump's attitude all the previous years, to reaffirm America's commitment to the values that we all hold dear. He said it again and again. NATO is critically important for the US interests. If there weren't one, we should have had to invent it, he said. And I think that this message has been received by all world leaders, allies and adversaries, and that makes this trip a successful first one, Thanos.
Lena, at the summit, NATO leaders primarily focused on the threats posed by China, while Russia was also on the agenda. What can you tell us about how these two countries featured in discussions?
Thanos, China and Russia were the big topics today, and the language used by world leaders was really strict. NATO leaders have warned of the military threat posed by China, saying its behavior is a systemic challenge. China, they said, was rapidly expanding its nuclear arsenal and was cooperating militarily with Russia. And according to the concluding statement, China's stated ambitions and assertive behavior present a systemic challenge to the rules-based international order and to areas relevant to alliance security. We remain concerned with China's frequent lack of transparency and use of disinformation, it says. I mean, this is quite a language used here. Now, when it comes to Russia, Biden will be meeting with Mr. Putin soon. So he said that he prefers to have the meeting first and then decide what his new approach will be.
Lena, thanks for joining us on The Greek Current again. Always great having you back on.
Thank you for having me, Thanos.
In other news, Greece's health authorities reported on Monday that people in the 18 to 24 age group will be eligible for their COVID-19 vaccinations as of Wednesday. They will have access to the Pfizer and Moderna mRNA vaccines and also to the single-dose Johnson & Johnson shot. They will not receive the AstraZeneca vaccine after Greece's National Vaccination Committee recommended that the vaccine should not be administered to people under the age of 60. In the meantime, Digital Governance Minister Kyriakos Pierakakis said Greece had administered at least 6.8 million doses of COVID vaccine so far. He said that he expects half the Greek population will be inoculated by the end of the summer. Finally, Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis and his Albanian counterpart Edi Rama said on Monday that Greece and Albania are ready to speed up negotiations on an agreement for reaching a settlement on the delimitation of their maritime zones via the International Court of Justice after general elections in Albania. The two leaders met before the start of the NATO summit in Brussels, where they also discussed Greek-Albanian relations and the European trajectory of the Western Balkans. A press release from Mitsotakis' office said that the Greek Prime Minister reiterated Greece's steadfast interest in the ethnic Greek minority in southern Albania, as well as Albania's progress in the fields of human rights and rule of law. That wraps up today's episode of The Greek Current. Thanks for tuning in.